Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spending a few minutes now with Villanova head football coach Mark Ferrante. His squad off to a fine 2-0 start, getting ready to host Towson, home opener for the Wildcats this weekend. And before we look ahead, let's look back. Last week, you guys go into a tough place up in Bethlehem and beat Lehigh 31-9. Pretty all-around balanced effort. Had to be pleased with what you saw in game two.
Yeah, Matt, we were pleased with how we performed in that game. You know, it's a second road win. You know, we go the day of the game, just as we do to Temple. So we didn't have an overnight stay in a hotel or anything. So a little longer ride. So we came off a little sluggish. They actually scored first. We had a drive that was slowed down early, and then we had a tipped ball interception that they were able to get, and they went down and got a field goal. And then Zach Bednarczyk, our quarterback, settled in, and we played better throughout the offensive rest of the game throughout the offense. And our defense played really consistent. We had a lot of three and outs. We got the ball back for the offense quite a bit. We were able to control the clock a little like we did against Temple with the run and pass balanced attack on offense. And it was good to see. We did not do that well on third down conversions on the offensive side of the ball because we had too many third and long situations. We either put ourselves behind schedule with a couple penalties or some negative yardage plays, but the offense made up for that with a couple big plays, and we're able to have some explosive plays to get the ball in the end zone a little bit. And then defense, as I mentioned, played really consistently throughout the majority of the game. They got a late touchdown on us when we had a decent number of our reserves in, but it was good to get those guys on the field and get them game experience. And, you know, we still got to continue to work and shore up our kicking game. Our punter, Nate Fondacaro, did a nice job punting the ball, and he also is our guy on kickoffs, and he had three touchbacks, so he did well there. But we did, unfortunately, miss an extra point and miss a field goal again. So we left a few points on the field, kind of like we did at Temple. So once we get that solidified, you know, we can play a little more consistently in all three phases. I think we'll be going in a pretty good direction.
Nice game for Jalen Jackson. The freshman rushed for a team-high 69 yards. Talk about the impact he had on the offense.
Well, it was good because that new rule that we had talked about before, where freshmen can play four games without losing a year, they could play four games and then potentially still redshirt, that gives you an opportunity to take a look at a young guy like Jalen Jackson. You know, and we were able to get him in there and save the legs of some of our other guys. You know, Justin Covington scored his first career touchdown. He actually opened the scoring for us with the first touchdown of the game for our team. And then, you know, between Forbes and Goodzak, take some hits off of them and get an opportunity to get a good evaluation or at least a game evaluation on the freshman running back. And he went out there and did a really nice job. So he ended up leading us in carries. I think he had one more carry than Forbes did for the game. And as you just mentioned, led us in yards rush. So good to see. Gives us a better assessment of his abilities as opposed to watching him in practice.
So let's talk about this upcoming game. Towson, 1-1. What have you seen on film out of the Tigers?
Well, what you see on film, they played Morgan State and then they played Wake Forest. So, you know, two formidable opponents, one in the FCS level and then obviously a Power 5 ACC school. They have some guys returning from last year. They kind of had a similar year that we did last year. They had some injuries throughout the year, and now they have some of those guys back and their offensive line. And Shane Simpson, their running back, who was the CAA Rookie of the Year 2 years ago and first-team all-league kickoff returner 2 years ago, he missed a good part, if not all, of last year. So he's back as well. And then they have some new guys. Their quarterback's a new guy, Tom Flacco. You know, Tommy Flacco is Joe's younger brother from over here in New Jersey. He originally went to Western Michigan and then Rutgers, and now he's at Towson. So, you know, we don't know him other than the two games we're able to watch on film. But he makes some plays, and he's got Shane back in the backfield. He's got Jabari Greenwood out there at wide receiver, a big 6'3", 200-plus-pound wide receiver. So they have some weapons on offense, to say the least. And in that Wake Forest game, Tom made some really nice plays. They actually were tied after the first quarter, 14-14, and were moving the ball pretty well. And, you know, then typical FBS versus FCS, it's happened to us in past games as well. You can hang in there for a quarter or a half, and then you know, the depth and the size and all those things, and sometimes maybe a little explosive play here or there kind of breaks your back a little bit. But that's they definitely gave Wake Forest all they could handle early on in that game. And then you flip over to the defensive side of the ball. They're always going to be physical. They're always going to have good team speed, you know, fast and fly to the football. And they have some new guys there as well. I believe one of their DNs transferred in from Oklahoma. So we just have the game film on him, and then some of their defensive backs transferred in from Purdue, and I believe there's a junior college player that transferred in. I'm not sure what school, but so some new faces that we haven't been able to face when we've played them in years past, and then guys like their linebacker core is the same three guys that we played last year. So they have some good experience back. They've added some depth with, you know, some of their transfer situation. So it's going to be a typical CAA game where they're going to come in ready to play, I'm sure, and I hope our guys are going to come in ready to play. The thing I like, it is our home opener, and it's the first league game for both of us. So I'm sure both teams will come out of the tunnel with a lot of enthusiasm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.